The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin now tops 28,000, with 315 new cases reported Monday. The number of COVID deaths in the state remained at 777. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports on a renewed effort during the pandemic to get more financial help to healthcare workers in Wisconsin.
Several Democratic state lawmakers have introduced what they call the Healthcare Heroes Act. The bill would give healthcare workers hazard pay, fully paid medical leave, and state-funded COVID-19 testing and treatment for those uninsured. Madison Hospital nurse Victoria Gutierrez says she worries at work about getting the coronavirus from a patient, and the concern continues after work.
It's when I get into my car after my job and I'm driving home, the weight of my shift washes over me. And I'm constantly worried about exposure to COVID-19 and if I'm bringing it home to my family.
Gutierrez says all frontline healthcare workers deserve to know they can support their family if they get COVID-19. The Healthcare Heroes Act would also cover hospital support staff, like Madison operating room custodian Michael Elvord. He says the additional work he's put in has kept him from seeing his family.
It has taken a toll on us mentally and emotionally. I know I'm very close to my son. When he comes home from college, we spend tons of time together in the summer. I've seen my son four times.
Elvord is Black. He says with many healthcare workers and COVID-19 patients, Black or Latino, the proposed legislation helps show Black lives matter. But getting a bill passed in Madison yet this year would mean Republican leaders would have to agree to bring the legislature into session. GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald did not respond to our request for comment. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.